Now, the rest of the story. The Pam Blazer family, Decatur, Illinois, has an adorable 8-year young girl. But the little girl is suffering from sick sinus syndrome. Sick sinus syndrome. It's a heart disorder. It causes the heart to stop beating, sometimes for several seconds at a time. The electrocardiogram of her heartbeat shows long, flat patches where her heart is simply not beating at all. Sick sinus syndrome. Should young Muffy get excited, she would faint. Her lips would turn blue. It would require heroic measures to revive her. Dr. Larry Baker explained the disorder to Mrs. Blazer. He advised implanting a cardiac pacemaker in order to establish a regular heart rhythm. But the cost of such a pacemaker, $3,500. Then there was also the cost of the implant. For the family, that was prohibitive. Well, Dr. Baker telephoned a specialist who has implanted many pacemakers, Dr. Gail Zacchius. He explained the impasse. Dr. Zacchius contacted Medtronics in Springfield, a company that manufactures pacemakers. This high-tech company just happened to have an extra pacemaker on the shelf. Within half a day, the pacemaker was in hand. The surgeon cleared his schedule, and little Muffy Blazer, age 8, was ready for this operation. Muffy is prepped and anesthetized. Her chest is opened. 2 electronic leads were carefully screwed into the heart muscle. The electrical leads were then attached to the pacemaker. It is then placed within the abdominal wall. A quick check reveals that the heart rate has been reestablished. Strong, regular, uninterrupted heartbeats. I'm having to put this into lay language, and much will be lost in translation. But other electronic data had to be programmed into the pacemaker with Medtronic's portable computer. This would respond to bursts of activity with an increased heart rate, and otherwise would accommodate the smaller-than-adult heart size. Well, the operation was a success. It was completed on May 11 of this year, and Muffy has just returned for a checkup, has had the checkup, has been pronounced by Dr. Baker to be entirely fine and dandy. Mrs. Blazer has received no bill from Dr. Baker, nor from his staff at Northgate Clinic, nor from the company that makes the pacemaker, nor from the specialist surgeon who installed it. Mrs. Blazer says there is no way to thank such people. And she is right. But I had to try. And Muffy? Fine. Muffy is entirely normally active, running and jumping and barking and wagging her tail. For you see, Muffy, the recipient of this most remarkable gift of life, is a pet of the Blazer family, an 8-year-old Schnauzer dog. And now you know the rest of the story.